God bless you. If you are listening to this recording, you are on your way to receiving a Rhema word from the Lord. Welcome to Kingdom Empowerment Ministries Incorporated, where our pastor is Bishop Emma Speaker Dickens. We want you to listen attentively because deliverance is on the way. It's no longer church as usual, but it's church unusual. Stay tuned at the end of this recording for our church contact and location information.
And the only way that can happen, we got to stop trusting our intellect. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will instruct, direct thy paths. So with that said, let's go to work. We want to start now, right now. If you're going to make it in the world we're living in, I want you to start right now, your mind being trained. Right now. Because I'm telling you, our biggest problem is our mind. And you show me a man of God, a woman of God, that cannot control their emotions and their thought patterns, I'll show you a man or woman God that's going to stay stuck and defeated. Amen? And how many here today will agree with me? I want to be all that God designed me to be. How many here today have a hunger to be all that God wants you to be? And you know it's now or never. You know you got more years behind you than in front of you. Let me see your hand. And you ain't trying to be uppity and you ain't trying to be all bougie, but you got to do what you got to do to get to where you got to get. Is that not right? Hallelujah. If that means cutting away from some folk, then so be it. Oh, God, get mad. If that means leaving some folks, so be it. Whatever God is telling me to do, this thing I done got down where the rubber meet the road. It's do or die. If you don't get anything else, you get this. The only thing that you're leaving here with is your soul. Nothing else matters. Everything you fighting over, going in debt over, I'm look like I'm losing this, lose that. What would a prophet man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Amen. I ain't gonna fight over no car. I ain't gonna be fighting over no house. Amen. Amen. Set your priority. My first priority is making the end. When God called me home, that house gonna be left there. And what's gonna happen, the children probably gonna be fighting over it. You don't work all that long, then they're gonna be fighting over something. Okay. Chapter 13. Go. We want to go into the word of God. And I want to introduce you to some and present to others a strong man of God that kept putting himself into victim situation. So then therefore it shows me the Holy Ghost can move on you all he want. And you still make messes. Oh my God. So shouting down the aisle and running and kicking down that wall and dust, said the Lord thy God. I got a word from the Lord for you. Don't mean a thing if you are not obedient. So then I submit to you that you can be sitting right here now full of the Holy Ghost and disobedient. I submit to you that you can sit here right now and brag off of how much Holy Ghost you have and just as disobedient as you can be. I submit to you right now, there's a lot of folk with the Holy Ghost bound. I'm going to prove from the word of God that you can go out and take the jawbone of a donkey and whip so many thousand people and still get defeated. I'm going to prove to you that you can come in here today and feel the Holy Ghost running all up and down your toes, curling your toenail. Oh, my God. And on Monday can go right and lay your head in Delilah's lap. I'm going to prove to you that you are a child of destiny, but whether or not you follow is up to you. I'm going to prove to you that your birth was by purpose and you weren't born just to set up, amen, in a church and look like you don't know where you're at. I'm going to prove that some people here today know their purpose, know their destiny, and still doing what they want to do. Because you can move over there in that realm where you care more about yourself than you do the will of God. Oh, Bishop, I don't believe that. Let's start out. Chapter 13. Judges. The book of Judges. Chapter 13. Okay? Judges chapter 13. Now, there's some specific instruction was given to protect Samson anointing. If you got any anointing today, There's specific instructions given to you to keep you from destruction. Repeat it, Pastor. There's going to be specific instructions given to you to protect you from destruction. Mm. And if you don't follow the instruction, destruction will come. I prove it to you from the word. Now, I'm trying to put you on Front Street or blast you, but let me see the hands of the people in here that know you're anointed. You know, because if you don't, I don't care who called you out and prophesy over you. You better know you got something. Now, I didn't say let me see the hand of those that didn't make no mistakes. I said, okay, anointed people make mistakes. Did you just hear me? I said, okay, anointed people make mistakes. So why are you sitting up here looking like you about to cry? And you stop looking like you about to cry and stop letting the accuser of the brother whisper in your ear while she talking to you. How many anointed people are in here and you know that you're anointed? You know God anointed you. Don't allow the devil to run you in no corner. Don't allow the devil to push you in a corner. You come out in that corner and say, yeah, I made some mistake. Yeah, I even failed, but I'm still anointed of God. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Look at me. Mistakes have been made, but my hair grew again. Thank you. My hair grew again. Y'all sit down. I'm going to calm down. Look at somebody and say, it'll grow again. It'll grow again. Your hair will grow again. You can be just as bald-headed and slick as my hand in the natural, but I'm talking spiritual, baby. Come on, let's run the devil out. Don't get confused. Run the devil out. Grab somebody's hand and say, yeah, I made some mistake. Yeah, you heard about it. Yeah, you saw it. But my hair grew again. And I'm still anointed. I'm still anointed. Tell them, as a matter of fact, because I bounced back from my mistake, I got more anointed now than I had before I went in it. I feel this thing. I feel this thing. Well, why are you mad, Bishop? Why are you preaching like that? Because the accuser of the brethren. When I asked how many anointed folks was here, I heard them when they said, don't you raise your hand because you know what you did. Don't you raise your hand because you know what you said. Don't you raise your hand. But the devil is a liar. Not only would I raise one hand, I raise both. Not only would I raise both, I lift my feet up. Yeah, I'm anointed. Okay, y'all sit down. Y'all sit down. This ain't the church for perfect folks. You need to go down the river bridge and go to your left and go to your right and try to find a place. Because if you come here trying to judge everybody and think you got more or better, you in the wrong church. We all in the same boat up in this camp. There ain't no big eyes. There ain't no little youth. Somebody gonna get mad with me. Your anointing ain't no more stronger than nobody else's. Got the audacity to judge me talking about how I'm acting. You better check your own closet. You better check yourself or you wreck yourself. You ain't got there yet. Y'all sit down, sit down. I'm going to make you mad. Somebody looking real sanctimonious. Home. Say, I don't know why you're looking like that because you sure ain't got there yet. You ain't got there yet. Why come I know you ain't got there? You ain't raptured. You still sitting here. Okay, calm down. Hallelujah. Tell somebody the table of the Lord is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Come over here. Yeah, yeah. You can sit down, sit down, sit down. Now, specifics. You sit down. Because you might start out running faster than me. I give that to you. You might be faster than me. I give that to you. Oh, yeah, you trucking, right? I give that to you. But one thing I know, they can't call the roll till I get that, baby, because I'm coming up. I'm coming up. I'm going to make the roll call. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Bishop, why are you saying that? Because the race ain't given to the swift. The battle ain't given to the strong. But though, can you hold out? Can you hold out to the end? To the end. My God, my God. As you take your seat, I'm going to try to calm down. Chapter 13. Hallelujah. We want to bring out some points to you from the word of God. Because see, when you got a church and half sitting on this side, think they betting this side. Half in the front, turning their nose up at those in the back. See, I don't know about you, but I want to see miracles. And y'all sit down, because I ain't talking to everybody. I want y'all to say, I just need, as you sit down, I just need for you to do me a favor. It's not for everybody. I didn't come today to preach to everybody. I just need to see the hands of people that needs desperately a miracle. If you want a miracle, if you need a miracle, then you better listen to some word. Get all your distractions out of the way. Amen. Anybody or anything trying to distract you, then what you need to say, look, you don't have my attention right now. God got it. Now, later on, I might give it to you, but right now, God got it. Amen. We want to point out some pointers here that I want you to underline in your Bible. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistine 40 years. And you already underlined the word again. And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites. His name was Manoah. And his wife was barren and bare not. And we covered that last week. The third verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. And we know that miracle had to come from God. Now, the fourth verse I want you to put out in the margin somewhere. This is specific instruction to protect the child's anointing. Because you got to have, if you anoint it, you got to follow specific instruction in order to not face certain destruction. Okay? Therefore, it was necessary in chapter 4. Now, you underline this because this is specific instructions. Hallelujah. That will, if taken in, would have protected certain destruction. And when I said T-A-I, that means this is a think about it statement. It's a think about it. Just think about it. Amen? Just think about it. Chapter, verse 4. It was necessary. It's going to be necessary to repeat these instructions. The instruction was for the woman because she was the carrier. Okay? She's the carrier. Because the fourth verse, now therefore, he was talking to the woman. Okay? The angel of the Lord appeared unto who? In the third verse, the woman. And he appeared to her and read her what I would call her health information. He appeared to her and said, okay, there's something wrong because you don't have a child. You're barren. You have no child. You're barren. But God gonna work a miracle, and he's gonna give you a child. Okay, so we know that will have taken a miracle. But now, my birth is on purpose. My birth is for purpose. So the fourth verse tells her, okay, beware now, I pray you. Okay, beware now, I pray you. Drink not wine, underline that, nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing, because what's in you will pass to the purpose. What's in you will pass to whatever you have conceived. What's in you will pass to what you are carrying. Amen. So then, it's important that you eat proper when you're impregnated even by God. It's important that you be careful what you feed, what you have conceived.
by God. You can't eat everything. I don't care how good it look. Oh, talk, Bishop. I don't care how nice it look. Cannot eat everything. Oh, some stuff you eat ain't going to make you feel good all the time. Wine make you feel good. A lot of folk like drinking their wine and alcohol because it make you tootsie-wootsie. And what I love about it, a depressed person don't need to drink alcohol. Alcohol is a depressant. So now look. Now, this is something to think about. If God gave it to you, he will tell you how to keep what you got. If God gave it to you, he will tell you how to keep what he gave you. Now, verse 5, we said underline that. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Here we go again. Here we go again. Verse 3, you're barren, but thou shalt conceive. That's planting that seed. Verse 4, this is what I want to give you in order to keep what I gave you. Verse 5, he come back and said again, thou shalt conceive. If he has to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it for you to get it, he will. Look at verse 5. For lo, thou shalt conceive. And a specific prophecy. A specific prophecy. And you will bear or have a son. This is not a specific prophecy. You're going to get pregnant and have a child, of course. If you get pregnant, you're supposed to have a child. You're going to get pregnant and you're going to have a child. Oh, that's nice. But specifically, God said, you're going to have a son. A son. God knows exactly what he gave you. He ain't got to guess about it. And no razor shall come upon his head. So we said, God don't want you to cut no corners. He don't want you to do anything that's going to cut your blessings. No razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb. I believe God can put stuff in us before we hit the womb. Oh, this is strong stuff. I believe God can put stuff in us before we hit the womb, and then we grow into what God placed into us. And verse 7, to refresh our minds, verse 7, this is very important. The sixth verse, the woman went and found her husband, told her husband what the man of God said. She recognized that his countenance was like that of an angel. But I didn't ask where he was from, neither did he tell me his name. The seventh verse is repeated again. The woman repeat instruction to her husband. Now, some of you are going to read back and going to get it before I can give it to you. Others are not. I'm going to read this verse, then we're going to travel on. But he said unto me, behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. That's three times. And now drink no wine, nor strong drink, neither eat any unclean thing. For the child has purpose. The child's future has been designed. The child was conceived on purpose, will be birthed on purpose, and need to live a life that he was designed to live. And from God, he'd be a Nazarite to the day, from the womb to the day, from the womb. Underline this, to the day of his death. And God don't lie. I don't care how I look. If God spoke a word over you in the beginning, I promise you, I promise you, before you leave here, it will come to pass. It don't matter how it look. It don't matter how you start out.
It's how you finish. Hallelujah. Don't matter how it look. Let everybody be talking about, oh, girl, I heard. You know she was in church and she backslid, but keep watching. Oh, my God, she was the strongest thing down there at the rock over the river underneath the cave, Church of Deliverance, Apostolic Holiness, Pentecostal, Free Will, amen, Missionary Baptist, amen, hallelujah, Church in God and Christ unto the Lord. What in the world happened? Keep watching. Keep watching. That's why I told you to underline. I'm going to say it again. And for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Now notice it didn't say how many years. Didn't give no time. Okay, we're going there. Some getting it. Didn't give no time. Verse 8. Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, oh Lord, I heard my wife. I'm just paraphrasing. I heard my wife, but I want the angel to come back again and teach us. Underline us. Teach us. Oh, some of y'all didn't get. I know you told her, and I'm the head of this house. I think you need to tell both of us how to raise this child, our blessing. Teach us. Teach us. He didn't say me. He said us. Now think about it. When instructions are going forth, the family need to come together to get instructions. Stop being satisfied with one coming, then coming back to the rest. Manoah means quiet. Manoah means quiet. He was a quiet man, but he spoke up then. You got to know when to speak up. Just call he quiet don't mean he's stupid. It's time for men to stop being quiet when it comes to your spiritual training. Verse 9, God listened. Look at 9. And God listened to this quiet man. And the angel of God came again to the woman as she sat, underlined that, in the field. Let's go to work. Let's go to work. As she sat in the field, but Manoah with him. Where was he at? Okay. Heaven is waiting for men to stop being quiet and to petition heaven for your family. Stop focusing on how the wife is acting, how stupid the children is acting, and start petitioning heaven on the behalf of your family. Men, not MIA, missing in action, but men walking in authority. Listen at this. Women, you have to be in the right position or location for a divine visitation. Women, you need to be in the right position or location for a divine visitation. Where is your field? Where's your field? Sitting in the field is different from being in the house gossiping on the phone. Sitting in the field symbolizes productivity. It did not say she was sitting with other women. She was sitting out there by herself. Meditating, thinking on the goodness of God. After all, she had just received a life-giving prophecy. And when God sent you a prophecy, you must learn how and what to do while the prophecy is incubating. I can't get around the rest of the women running my mouth because God done said I'm going to conceive something. God going to put something in me. And when God really puts something in you, it separates you. Y'all don't want to hear me. It will separate you. And you don't even know what's wrong with you. All you know, you just don't want to call her this morning. You, amen, your prayer partner. All you know, you just don't feel like talking to her this morning. Amen. Where is your field at? Somebody need to learn to sit in their field and not on the phone. Let's go on a little bit further. Rub your stomach, say, because there's something incubating in me. Okay. Verse 13. Okay. Verse 13. Because she was out there in the field. Okay. And verse 10. But she ran. She made haste
and she ran. Now, I want you to look at something. Look at something. Her husband was not with her, okay? The latter part of verse 9. You see the latter part of verse 9? The latter part of verse 9, but Manoah, her husband, was not with her. Okay. You read that there. But when God sent a word, sometime it will cause you to even be married in the same house, yet separated. Okay. Because he don't deal with both of you on the same level. Amen, Walls. No, he won't. And then where the danger come in at, he might be dealing with you on a level, not dealing with the spouse on the level, and you jump over there trying to be the spouse Holy Ghost. That's where the danger come in at. You can't be his Holy Ghost and her Holy Ghost. You need a hush. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost do the talking. Verse 10, because see, and I said this in love, you ain't that person, Pastor. I am. I said it in love. You say I love and I'm am. You ain't that person, Pastor. I am. You need to do this. You need to go pray. You need to do this. You need to do this. Why don't you do this? You need to do this. Why don't you do this? And in their mind, they're going, and why don't you get out of my face and shut up? You know, in their mind, they're going, you ain't my pastor. And there's somebody here so mad because you keep running your mouth to them. They so mad they sitting in here, but they're not listening because they cutting their eyes at you saying, uh-huh, she getting you told. Okay. Verse 10. Now, you ought to be concerned about one another's spiritual growth. You got to balance that thing out. Be concerned. Because if I see my husband getting weak, oh, come on. And if I see the enemy coming in, I'm not going to nag him. I'm going to warn him. Two big differences. I'm going to warn him. You keep this up, we ain't going to have no home. I'm going to warn him. And vice versa. If he see the enemy coming in, he ought to warn me. We ought to warn each other. Amen. We are our brothers and sisters keepers. Verse 10. Because it's a sad, pitiful person that see the enemy coming into their house and sat there and say, I don't care. And the woman made haste, ran and showed her husband, said unto him, the man appeared unto me that came unto me the other day. I want you to look at that. Okay. Now, just to help you connect, read verse 8. Okay, read it one more time. Verse 8. God listened to this quiet man. But who did the angel appear to? Ninth verse. Manoah did what? Prayed, okay? And God listened to him. But the angel God came to who? And she did what? Okay. Manoah entreated the Lord and said, let the man of God, okay, which told, he didn't say me. Us. He said us. Read it. Is that in your Bible? He didn't say send him to me. He said send him to us. So then you can pray for that spouse instead of nagging that spouse. God, she don't see it when I tell her. She won't receive it when I talk to her. Lord, you send it to her. So she can see it for herself. Now, Manoah prayed. God listened. But why? You're going to find out why. This is what I love. She ran and got him. Because the word just wasn't for her. So therefore, she was standing somewhere when she heard him pray, send him back to us.
He sent his word and it healed them. The word of the Lord can heal, deliver, and set free. To continue receiving this Rhema word from the anointed woman of God, Bishop Emma Speaker Dickens, call us at 252-826-5029. Also, if you need transportation to our worship services each Sunday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. or Biblical Empowerment Training every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m., call 252-826-5029. The church is located on 27441 Highway 125 in the city of Scotland Neck. We also have a second location in Greenville, North Carolina. Bishop Emma Dickens would love to have you attend worship with us. And remember, in times and days like these, you need a breakthrough, bounce back anointing.